This is New England Public Radio News. I'm Sam Hudzik. A monkey bakes a cake for a contest, and every possible thing goes wrong. This same monkey is invited to perform a trick at a school, but he has to battle crazy weather and ends up juggling cows. These stories make up the first two books in the Mr. Monkey series by Northampton, Massachusetts author and illustrator Jeff Mack. Mack travels a lot to speak in elementary schools, and he told me the idea for Mr. Monkey came about on a trip to Houston.
I had been there for about 2 weeks. And I had talked to a lot of kids, spent a lot of time on stage. You know, I vary up my presentations quite a bit, but, you know, there's a certain amount of things that get repeated each time. And I was talking to my agent on the phone at the end of the week, and he says, you should write a book about your experiences visiting a school. And I was feeling like, by the end of 2 weeks, a little bit of like of a trained monkey, you know. So I came up with this character who was supposed to be me as a monkey visiting a school. He's an earnest guy. He really wants things to go well. He wants to do the right thing, but things never go right for him. And there's always some kind of improvisation to kind of fix the situation so that it works out for the best.
And in Mr. Monkey Visits a School, he's invited to the school to do a trick, and he has a plan, and it goes terribly wrong. And
right.
Like you said, he has to improvise. Does that happen to you?
It happens. Almost always things go pretty smoothly. But, you know, like the last visit of that tour, I know it was like school spirit day. Kids were all coming in from relay races outside. They were hot, sweaty. Their faces were painted in different colors of the school. And then the librarian handed each of them a cupcake with blue frosting as they walked into the school and said, I don't want to see any of this frosting on the carpet. And
worked really well. Right?
there were high expectations for this group, and they were super sugared up, super energized, and it involved a little improvisation to keep their attention and keep everything going well.
So Mr. Monkey, as you said, always trying to do well, but
yep.
He's a real klutz,
right?
And your books don't have a lot of words, but there's a lot of action going on.
Right.
Running, biking, falling, lots of falling. Can you talk about the challenges of drawing action?
So much of the storytelling is through the pictures, and a lot of the challenge has to do with what you choose not to show as well as what you choose to show. So a lot of the humor comes from seeing the moment before and seeing the moment after this calamity happens, but sometimes you don't actually see the calamity, and your mind kind of makes up that moment of action in between those two frames. I think that can be kind of a funny thing. But I find that when I'm making books, I tend to do the entire thing with pictures first, and then I go back and I write the story to fit the pictures. I write the words to fit in with the pictures more often than the other way around.
Okay, so I hosted a little focus group on the Mr. Monkey series with my 4-year-old and my 7-year-old, and they love the books, but they do have a couple questions for you.
Okay. All right, let's hear them.
In Mr. Monkey Bakes a Cake,
yes.
The real stars of the book are bananas. So the question here for my kids, do you like bananas?
I don't like bananas.
You don't like
No, they give me a stomach ache. I can't eat them. I think they're hilarious. They're the funniest fruit in the world, but
there are probably hundreds or maybe thousands of bananas in that book that you
yes.
had to draw.
Yes, that's true. There are a lot of bananas in there. Yep. I love drawing them, but I can't eat them.
Okay, so question number two.
Okay.
So juggling is a big part of Mr. Monkey Visits a School, and
okay.
my kids want to know if you juggle.
Yes, I do. I know how to juggle a little bit. I learned how to juggle using croquet balls.
Those are really bizarre.
I would have been at my aunt's house when I was probably in middle school. They would have had a croquet set, and that's where I learned to juggle. And I found like lighter objects. I couldn't quite get the timing, but they were heavier, so they had more weight. And for some reason, that helped me get the pattern down, and that's what I learned to juggle on.
I guess if you dropped them, it could also hurt a lot more.
Yes, you want to wear shoes when you juggle those, definitely.
All right, Jeff Mack, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, thank you.
Jeff Mack is a Northampton author and illustrator of children's books, including the recently published Mr. Monkey Visits a School and Mr. Monkey Bakes a Cake. You can find more pics from our Back to School book series at npr.net.